Yes, I knew it. I knew it'd be a cold ending. That's what everybody does now, do cold ending, man. They don't do no fucking fade out like they used to, man. It's all cold end, all cold end. Mm-hmm. Russian warplane shot down your Turkish-Syrian border. Really? It'll happen. Which means that the Russian pilot is going to be captured by the opponents there of Assad, or the warring factions, one of which could be ISIS. No. No, you don't. Don't pick that up. All right, man. I'm so really fucking bent out of shape today, man. I can't even tell you. Really fucking bent out of shape today. By a whole lot of No, man. No, 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 no. You're not picking that up.
No, you don't get to pick that up. No, you don't get to pick that up.
I was on Twitter last night with some fucking unconscionable douchebag. Donald Trump, who is really the scum of the earth. I'm sorry if that... He's just the scum of the fucking earth. This motherfucker tweeted out some neo-Nazi meme. And that's what the bags of shit on Twitter who support him are saying. Oh, it's just a meme. Trump is so motherfucking stupid that he quotes false facts, false figures, and then says, well, I just retweeted it. It wasn't me. He hasn't even got the fucking guts to say he's wrong. He tweeted that most white murders are committed by black people. This was some shit that was created by a neo-Nazi or somebody. Okay. Even Bill O'Reilly said to him, Jesus, he says, I'm here to support honest politicians. I got to tell you, I have never in my life seen a bunch of as many fucking criminal motherfuckers. I mean, sociopathically criminal motherfuckers running for president like this pack of pieces of shit that the fucking Republican Party's putting up. I'm not kidding you. I don't give a fuck what Obama's done. You know, I don't know how I don't care how these right-wingers have worked themselves up into a fucking jack-off lather about Obama being a socialist. I mean, you know, I guess they were born yesterday. This has got nothing to do with the guy's politics and everything to fucking do with the fact that he has got a vowel at the end of his last name, the fact that he's fucking black, the fact that he's a liberal. Put it all together, what does that mean? Socialist, communist, etc. And yes, he did introduce health care. Grow the fuck up. It's been around since 1880, motherfuckers. Grow the motherfucking hell up and look at the fucking numbers. But hey, so here's the thing. This guy, so I said, you know, something about Trump's tweeting that most black, you know, most white murders are committed by black people. And this guy, why don't you speak to the, well, what instead of characterizing it, why don't you speak to it? I said, because it's shit. I'm not gonna, he said, speak to the fact. What do you think of those facts? I said, it's shit. It's shit. And he couldn't get me off of the fact that I said, it's not a fact. I'm not going to discuss it because it is, you know, racially charged fabrication. It's shit. So then he got on to some shit about where I live. Because this motherfucker lives in the area that I live in. And on top of that, I think he's a fucking cop. Now, I got nothing against cops, but I got something against some fucking cop that's tweeting at me at, you know, 3 a.m. or whatever. Who's got a problem with my politics. Hey, fuck you, man. Get back in your fucking car. Shove a donut in your motherfucking face. Who asked you, you know? And see, this is the problem. This is the real problem. This is a serious fucking problem. I'm telling you. If we got police officers out there who are fucking Klan or neo-Nazi or some shit like this, we need to take a fucking blowtorch to that shit. I'm not kidding you. We cannot afford to have cops, soldiers, none of them, that are so politically motivated and twisted and fucked up in the head that they're out there on the street with a fucking gun dealing with all kinds of people. And if you think that this is some kind of a figment of somebody's imagination, that they're blowing away black people, motherfucker, open your goddamn eyes. Open your fucking eyes. Take a look at all the shit that's happening. And take a look at the fucking video, the video that rolls. Take a look at the, you know, the facts. This country is a racist fucking hole, and it ain't Obama's fault. Obama brought that shit out. The fact that we got a black president brought that shit to the front. That brought that shit right out of the fucking soul of America. He didn't create it. The fucking stupid are you anyway, man? Who are these motherfucking right-wingers that are so goddamn fucking dumb, they think they're going to sell this? Obama created racism anew in America. Why, it was just fine, but he turned a whole bunch of people into racists. He turned all everybody against each other, this one single motherfucker. Yeah, sure, it doesn't have nothing to do with the fact that he's got black skin now, does it? All those white people were just doing fucking grand, man. Hanging out with black people, loving and hugging and kissing everybody together. No fucking problems at all. Along comes this black guy, he fucked it all up. Along comes this socialist. He, you know, if you keep repeating the same bullshit over and over and over again, man, they say it can become a truth. Now, most of these right-wingers are working from the Joseph Goebbels school of right wing. Most of them are working from the Adolf Hitler book of propaganda, which is keep saying it over and over again, and it'll be Donald Trump is working from the Adolf Hitler school of propaganda. He just says, well, I'm telling you, there were thousands of Muslims there on the shore of fucking New Jersey, and that's it. There are thousands of people on the shores of New Jersey, and that's it. Well, no, there's no facts, there's no proof, there's no nothing. There's absolutely zero. There's a little news story about a group of Muslims that the cops did see, but the police themselves have said it didn't happen. There weren't thousands cheering the downing. And Trump is such a lying piece of shit, he said he saw it. Now, this is a guy that people are going to vote for, even though he's a lying motherfucker. Well, Obama, wait. I thought we were going to get rid of all that bad stuff. I thought we were getting rid of all that bad shit. What Twitter and what Obama have done is they have thrown open the doors to the fucking soul of America. And it is a black, racist, lying, stupid fucking soul. And all this shit about how decent and wonderful the American people are, if that's true, then that shit's going to have to start happening pretty soon, man. Because right now, the people that have control of the dialogue, of the soul, if you will, are the worst scum that I've ever fucking encountered. And like I said to a couple of people, I said, you know, you guys make them, you think you got all the guns there on the right wing. You think the gun thing is all yours. Where the fuck you ever get an idea like that, man? There's fucking plenty of guns over on the left side. A lot of them. And if you motherfuckers keep, you want to push for a civil war, well, fuck, bring it. I mean, what the fuck, you know? If that's what it's about, then fucking bring that shit. The fact of the matter is, I believe that it's a decided minority that's controlling all of this fucking dialogue. But I got to tell you, man, it's fucking, it's heinous. It is rotten. I mean, by rotten, I mean rotten like rotten wood. You know, it seeps into the structure and rots it. And that's what it's trying to do right now. These motherfucking right-wingers. And I'm talking about the real extreme pieces of shit. One of them is that motherfucking Cruz. Go ahead, vote for that piece of shit. You watch what happens to this country. That motherfucker is a liar. He is staring right through the face of a pure fucking psychopath. And what he really wants to do is just, frankly, all he wants to do is what every psychopath wants to do. Just control and fuck with and see what happens. The noise you're hearing is my cat. What you doing, baby?
What you doing? Are you messing around here, huh?
That's my cat, Thunder. She's... She's having a ball with the paper. You know, it's one thing, man, to be opposed politically or philosophically. It's another thing to be an unconscionable, lying sack of fucking shit like that motherfucking Trump. He's a lying motherfucker. And then the unbelievable half-wits that support him, that's cool with them. They don't give a shit. Yeah, well, it's a lie in the service of the... They don't like Obama because they think he's a liar. This motherfucking Trump is lying before he's even gotten into the White House. That motherfucker is lying before he even... That guy is a dangerous fucking demagogue. And so's that other motherfucker, Cruz. I'm telling you. Listen to members of their own fucking party if you don't believe me. Those two fucking pieces of shit are going to be fucking bad for this country, man. You think Obama's bad? Let me tell you, when a fucking fascist gets in charge and believes he knows better, you think Trump is going to listen to anybody? Does that look like a motherfucker that compromises on anything? Does that look like a motherfucker that wants to hear the other side? Does that look like a motherfucker that is willing to consider when he can't even be, he's not even fucking man enough to admit that he's a lying fucking piece of shit when it comes to that crap about thousands of Muslims. He's a lying piece of shit when it comes to that fucking meme about most of the murders of white people are committed by black people. He's a lying motherfucker. That's all there is to it. No ifs, ands, or buts. There's no redeeming quality to this. There's no nothing. He's a racist motherfucker, just like all the people that support him. And he's a lying motherfucker. And those motherfucking right-wingers, too, by the way, if you're a person of color, I love how they trot out their black candidate. They trot out their Hispanic candidate. These people have got about as much egalitarianism in their souls, especially when it comes to race, as motherfucking Adolf Hitler. Those people, they trot the black and the Hispanic person out as a fucking trophy to say, hey, look, we have one, too. Ben Carson is not going to be the nominee of that party. You're not going to have a black guy be the nominee of that party. Maybe they'll nominate Cruz because he's a anti-Castro kind of, he's got anti-communist credentials. His parents coming from Cuba, refugees, immigrants. I don't know what the fuck they were. You know, motherfucker born in Canada. This motherfucker, you know, somebody ought to vet his ass, man. And I mean, let's see his goddamn birth certificate. Let's make a big fucking issue out of that, huh? All the fucking way. Well, is it because he's a Christian? I'm telling you, the right wing in this country, and more to the point, the Republican Party has never showed its hand as the racist fucking hole of shit that it is, like it has these days. It's never really just gone ahead and said it. You know, we're just a bunch of scum. What are you going to do about it? We're just a bunch of lying motherfucking scum. What are you going to do about it? This fucking country is as torn apart as it was prior to the Civil War. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing, man. And I'm telling you right now, it's based upon what I've read about the Civil War. When you characterize your opponent in terms of disloyalty, when you characterize your opponent in terms of being treasonous, and I don't just mean an opponent, I mean an entire party. You know, liberals are this and liberals are that. Okay, well, you know, two could play that fucking game. Liberals are this, that, and something else. I mean, the unconscionable motherfucking racist pieces of shit that I encounter all the time on fucking Twitter, for instance, just go over to any hashtag, any TCOT, you know, top conservative on Twitter hashtag, and take a look at what kind of garbage is, you know, operating the handle. All these people that got 100,000 followers and they're following 99,000, you know? And they want you to believe they got all these followers. They got people that follow back, motherfucker. There's nobody paying attention to your shit. I can tweet to half of those assholes. They got like 500,000 followers, and they follow 450,000. So you say something to them. Now, theoretically, with all of those fucking followers, they just couldn't possibly pay attention to all of them, could they? With all those fucking followers, they couldn't be paying attention. Or maybe they got all of them on mute. Maybe they have all these followers, but they can give a fuck about what they've got to say. They're just preaching to them. I don't know. But I can tell you, with my lousy little 16,000 followers, I can say something to them like fuck you and the horse you rode in on. And my God, within seconds, they're responding to me. Within seconds, those fucking assholes are like all over you. You know, this one fucking asshole from Chicago who just thinks he's all this. He's dumber than shit. Lying motherfucker. You don't know whether they're dumb or they're lying. Personally, I think it's a combination of both. You know, they're just basically fucking stupid because they think they got it all figured out, so they're not going to go and, you know, do any more investigation. That, to me, is the mark of an idiot. But it also is the mark of a bigot and a dishonest motherfucker, you know. So they got a lot of both of those strains running through them. And I think I was Margaret. I was using the Margaret account. And I said something really benign. Something that any fucking school child would know. And that is that African-Americans, people of color, whatever you want to say, did not have the same opportunity for employment as whites did coming up through the 19th century, early 20th century. This guy absolutely denied that. Said, how dare you? How dare you not have any respect for the people that gave their lives for you? That, what did that have to do with the topic? I've known. But this guy, I marked him right off the bat as a two-bit scum-sucking fucking racist. There. Boom. People say, well, how do you figure that? Don't worry. If you got to ask the fucking question, then you're dumber than that motherfucker I was talking to. A two-bit scum-sucking racist dog. If you have to ask, if you don't understand, when a guy says, you know, black people, Hispanics, what have you, have had a much tougher time trying to find employment in this country traditionally down through the years. And if you respond, the guy responds to that, how dare you say something like that and not appreciate the hard work of other people who, you know, helps you be where you are today. And you think that that's not a racist, then I feel fucking sorry for you. And I sure as shit, I'm not going to waste any more motherfucking time explaining it, because I know most people who say they disagree with me disagree out of a purely dishonest motive. Not because they truly do, but because they simply want to continue the friction. You know, they want to continue the myth. They want to continue the discord. There's no desire for harmony, folks. There's no desire for compromise or harmony on the part of the right wing in this country. They want to fuck everything up until everybody bends to their fucking will, their Nazi motherfucking will. That's the right fucking wing in America. That's the conservative movement in America if it's being run by a piece of shit like Trump or that other sack of shit, Ted Cruz. That's it. Period. End of fucking discussion. I'm not kidding you, man. I get so fucking bent out of shape in that shit today. Man. Phil only. So you understand. If there's any of you still listening. Phil only is going to be a part of our Monday show. But it will be in addition to the regular show. We didn't do it yesterday. We had some issues. So we didn't have the Phil only show yesterday. We'll do it next Monday. Following the whole Thanksgiving weekend. And Phil only will be in addition to. Okay. Phil only as a standalone on Monday. No. The overwhelming majority of people that download the Phil Henry podcast do so for the comedy. And when you throw that shit in there, it gets them very upset. So I understand that. So Phil only will be an addendum. And if you want to keep listening to that, you can. If you want to take it and throw it into the fucking garbage, you can do that too. Thursday, we will have another addendum. On Thursday, the Milwaukee Lion game against the Houston Sweat will be in addition to our regular show. So you'll be listening to the show, and then it will be tacked on at the end. In the Milwaukee Lion archives will be the show standalone. So let's just put it this way. If you're listening to the day show, what you doing, honey? If you listen to the day show, the Thursday, Thanksgiving Day show, you'll hear the Milwaukee Lion game come on after. Be like if you're listening just to a regular radio station or something. So there's one way of listening to it. If you're a fan of both what we do here and also the Milwaukee Lions, you can hear that. If not, If you are strictly a Milwaukee Lion fan, or you want to hear it a part of, you know, separate from everything, you can do that. You know, you can listen to it separate. I got a big, this is a big fucking day today. I have got to get that fucking game going. I have got to get to an audition at 10 to fucking 4 in the afternoon in Hollywood, then come back to this motherfucker and do whatever I got to do. I guess I got to do the I'll do the Lions line game, but I got to get the fucking game started. It's fucking unbelievable, man. I'm telling you, it is fucking unfucking believable. Never fucking ends around here on this motherfucker. Oh, fuck. I'm just having to burn a little, just letting some steam off today, folks. I'm having to let some steam off today because there are so many things that are fucked up around here, I can't even begin to tell you. Just in terms of behind-the-scenes shit, really fucked up. So here's Adele, which, let's see what she sounded like.
Water Under the Bridge as Whit snaps his fingers away. Yeah, it's good.
Let me hear it.
New album on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Her album 25 sold more than 2 million U.S. copies in its first 3 days. After her performance, Adele played a game of Box of Lies.
All these hints. I'm getting all these hints.
In my box. A draw.
Oh, I don't want to hear Adele play Box of Lies. I don't know. With Jimmy Fallon. No, I can't. No, I can't do it. I would, you know, maybe at some other time, but I can't. All right. Turkey fucking shot down a Russian aircraft. See, there were there were five people shot near the Black Lives Matter protest in Minneapolis. I blame the right wing for that. Motherfucking right-wingers saying that Black Lives Matter is a black power movement. They're saying that, and so five fucking gutless, two-bit piece of shit white guys go in there and shoot people. Five motherfucking whites go in there and disrupt this, and they were emboldened and have been emboldened by motherfuckers like Ted Cruz, motherfuckers like Ann Coulter, motherfucking pieces of shit like Donald Trump, motherfucking scum-sucking dogs like, you name it, man, Bill motherfucking, Sean motherfucking Hannity, all those goddamn fucking dogs, man, just fucking dogs. Just unpatriotic, traitorous, miserable piece of shit dogs. They're the ones that did this. They're the ones that caused the shit to happen. People got to start saying it, man. I don't give a fuck what happens after that. I really don't. Want to fucking get it on? Let's get it on. You know, this is a generation of Americans that's so fucking stupid that you could hand them, you know, you could hand them gold doubloons in a sack. They're going to throw them into the fucking river anyway. This generation of Americans has got anything on its mind but the salvation of the, or the improvement of this country. This is a generation of Americans that want to flush this whole thing down the fucking toilet because they're so goddamn motherfucking dumb. Because they're so fucking goddamn addicted to fucking moving images and bright lights and flashing lights and something probing up their anus as opposed to really getting fucking educated about anything. So these whites go down there and confront these Black Lives Matter people because Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity said that it's a racist movement, it's a bunch of scum. You motherfuckers bear responsibility for that, Hannity and O'Reilly and the rest of you motherfuckers. When are you fucking people going to say something to them? You know, when are you fucking people going to say something to these, to Trump? What are you people going to, you want a fucking Nazi to run this fucking country? You want a fucking unconscionable, lying, miserable, little, rich, white motherfucker like Donald Trump to run this country? You think that Ted Cruz is an outsider? Ted Cruz is a career Washington lawyer. Ted fucking Cruz is a career Washington fucking lawyer. See? That motherfucker has spent his whole dirty little life as a lawyer working the Washington fucking rounds, man. That's what he does. That's what that little fucking piece of shit does. That motherfucker never had a goddamn real job in his fucking life. And again, I'll say it. Alan Dershowitz may, you know, you can quote Alan fucking Dershowitz all you want about how brilliant fucking Ted Cruz is. Did he say anything about how honest he is? Did he say anything about what kind of a man he is? He may be smart. There's all kinds of smart motherfuckers out there. Who gives a shit? You use that intelligence to lie to people. Use that intelligence to manipulate, to control people. I'll never forget the quote. I'll never forget it as long as I live. This is Ted Cruz. This country needs a strong conservative hand. Excuse me? The fuck you think you're doing, Cruz? You think you're driving a fucking stagecoach? And we're all a bunch of fucking horses? Motherfucker. Don't give me this shit about how you... What are you going to do? You going to tell Congress how it is? I bet you there ain't one motherfucker in Congress with ball one to stand up to that guy, too. Not one goddamn Democratic congressman, whether a representative or a fucking senator, to call that motherfucker on his shit. Not one. We got the most gutless fucking generation of fucking leaders we've ever had in our goddamn life. In fact, if you want my honest opinion, which I know you didn't ask for, I'll give it to you anyway, the most courageous of them all is fucking Obama, to stand there and take this endless stream of shit from these worthless pieces of shit that couldn't really polish that guy's shoes. This is really all I want to do today. I'm so goddamn put out, man. And what got me in a bad fucking mood ain't the fucking shit going on with the country. The shit going on behind the scenes with this show. It's fucking business. That's what got me in a fucking lousy mood today. God damn it. I have to turn this motherfucker off. All right, baby.
Well, Phil, you are really in a bad mood, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, what is the problem?
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is.
No, I want Phil to tell me.
The problem is he's been talking to this guy, Trump. I've been talking to him. Let me get up. I'm not talking to Trump.
There's my kitty.
There she is. You can't really see. I guess I could take a picture of her, and then you can see her. She doesn't. I'll show you her. I'll take a picture of her as she is right now. Probably look like a million pictures that I've taken of her.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, baby.
This is little Thun. And let's see what we'll do here. Okay, I know what we'll do. It's a really fucking disgusting fucking country. This country, my home, America. I'm going to tell you something, man. Turkey downs Russian warplane in Syrian border for violating Turkish airspace. Gotta love it. Jesus Christ, they got a picture of that motherfucker going in, too. Well, that ought to turn into quite a fucking countertop. You wait and see about that. Mother fucking Russians ain't going to let that one go. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Belgium to remain on lockdown. Police recover suicide vest. These are like essentially NATO troops, you know. So when you talk about the Belgium armed forces, you're really talking about the troops that are Belgium, that are Belgian, but are under the aegis of NATO. By that, I mean, if Belgium ever goes to war and they have to go to war on their own, they're fucked. You know, that's why they're a part of this thing called NATO. All right, let's see. Here we go. Bang. Send it anyway. Send it anyway, man. Now, let's get this going. Here's another one. Of the Thunder Girl. There she is. And she's all like crashed out, man. Ain't she? Yeah. Look at her sleeping on all the wires and shit we got down here. So she's bagged out, man, for today. Or she's bagged out until we end the show, and then she'll come upstairs with me. But she hangs with me, man, everywhere. All right. Enough of that happy horse shit. I think that Jay Santos ought to weigh in on the Russian jet getting shot down. I'm telling you, there is an astounding level of fucking dumb. I ain't gonna fucking. I'm tired of holding my tongue on this shit. I really am. It matters to me. I give a shit. I just won't put it in the show, but. Bro, is Ted Cruz saying it's. Ted Cruz will say anything to manipulate, to twist, and to turn the fucking dance, man. Now he's playing the role of, oh. Goodness gracious, the tone is really, you know, that motherfucker, I guarantee you, when the field is clear, when there's all kinds of open field running available, that motherfucker will be as divisive and as much of the, he will sound like the fucking dog that he is, I guarantee you. Man, check this shit out, man. This is going to be a fucking hoot. I'll let Bobby do this. Hey, yo, no. No, man. God damn it. I'm... Oh! Really pissed. Really pissed. Really pissed. All right. Just damn, man. Just not. It's not been a fucking easy time, man. I gotta. All right, man. All right. Okay. And then what's this one, man? Bobby Dooley and yoga. That's it. Pretty funny, man. Canada, I love you, man. I love you, but you guys are so fucking weird. You're weird, man. There's nothing weirder than Canada. In a good way. Not in a bad way. In a good way. There's Dr. What's his ass? All right, I am done, and I'm ready and rock and roll. Now, this is a pre-show, pre-roll, mid-roll. All right. Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Boy, the weather's hot, too. This is late September, so it's been like over almost 2 months. All right, I think we got it together, man. Where's the Thanksgiving, Ed? Where's this Thanksgiving, Ed, man? Either you print the motherfucking Thanksgiving ad or I don't have it.
damn it.
All right, here we go. Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What's this, man? Fuck it. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.